page 121. 2. Listening and strategies. Online lies. B. Listen to the rest of the conversation. How do the speakers answer the questions below?
Do you think most people post things on social network sites that are untrue?
Not sure. I know I have. I've listed a fake birthday, and I actually use a nickname. And to me, that's okay. I'm just protecting my identity. I mean, some people change things like their marital status, but that doesn't sit right with me, saying you're single when you're actually married.
So, have you ever changed other information, like, you know, your qualifications or...
No, I've never done that. But I know people who have. But to me, that's just plain wrong. I mean, giving a different birthday is harmless. Except I got a birthday card one time on my fake birthday from, like, this old friend who saw it on my page.
Oh, that's funny. But, you know, I read that people lie online all the time, like 6 times a day on average or something, to work colleagues and family and friends. I mean, to everyone.
Wow, that's not good. But it's really not that surprising to me. I mean, it's easier to lie online, I suppose.
Well, that's what they say. Like face-to-face, people can tell if you're lying. Well, sometimes.
But you can't tell that when you get a text or email or whatever.
Right. Though my sister says she's always really careful with email. She keeps reminding me that what you write on email is there forever. And to her, that's important to remember.
Yeah, I suppose so.
But anyway, what are all these people lying about?
Well, I suppose the number one lie is people saying I'm fine when you ask how they are. And they're not fine at all. Though I would think that's a lie people tell face-to-face all the time, too.
Right. Or their age. People don't like to tell their age oftentimes.
I'm pretty sure people who are using online dating sites tell a lot of white lies, too. Like exaggerate and make things up about themselves.
Oh, yeah.
I heard, like, they lie about their height and what they earn and how attractive they are. Supposedly, men tell more lies than women, or so they say, though I'm not sure how they know that stuff.
See, to me, that's a bit pointless. Like, what happens when you finally meet the person for a date and they find out you're not a tall, dark-haired, attractive guy in your 30s?
Yeah, and you're actually 45 and short and ugly. That's hilarious. But yeah, that doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah. At least if you're with someone, you can usually tell if they are lying. They kind of don't look at you.
Yeah, I heard people who lie touch their nose a lot.
Yeah, no. They always seem kind of suspicious, that's for sure.
Gosh, it makes you wonder if you can trust anything anyone says.
I know.